What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Contemplation with Christoph, number 13. This is a segment on the Christoph Lewis podcast, and I am your gracious host, Christoph Lewis. I'm so happy you're here. These are the contemplation episodes. They come out on Thursday at 4. The conversations with the guests come out on Monday at 4. And you can check out all the podcasts. Get in touch with me at christophlewis.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. Today, I'm going to speak to you about overcoming physical limitations. Then I'm going to recap one topic from my conversation with Matt Soule in conversation number 56, covering if I commit, it's gonna be okay. And I wanna talk about his bold career move. So let's get into it. So overcoming physical limitations, I wanted to bring this up because recently, if you've been following me on Instagram, I had a neck injury that sprung up from about a 4-year-old neck injury in the military. I was doing something very simple this weekend. It happened twice and my neck just had zero movement. I was in extreme pain, curled up on the floor, and it was a terrible experience. So my doctor says I can't work out. I've experienced this before. I've actually talked about that not being able to do something physically was one of the reasons I started a podcast. And this time I wanted to talk about overcoming physical limitations because I think it's only a limitation if you make it a limitation. So now I physically can't work out because the slightest thing will set off my neck and I won't be able to move, which is super depressing from the surface. But what I've done, and again, if you follow me on Instagram, you've already seen this, but I want to reiterate what I've done to substitute that time of working out in is I've made a new long-term goal of reading one book a week for a year. If I could read more, then great, but that's going to be my bare minimum. So I've substituted the working out time during the day, about an hour, hour and a half, into reading for an hour and a half, which I wasn't really doing before. I wanted to get back into reading. I couldn't make the time for it. Make the time, get it? So I'm not able to work out. I made a new goal, and as like, I can't do anything about it. I can't do anything about getting better right now. We're trying to figure out what's going on. So in the meantime, I'm not going to sit and dwell on it and be sad, which I was, you know, immediately, and that's fine. I guess I'm entitled to feel like that initially. But after that, like, brush that shit off. Got to move on my life, because if I'm feeling bad about it, then that's all I'm going to feel. Like, that's not going to do anything for me. So I want to move on with that. I want to make something very useful for myself. So I substituted the working out for reading, and I feel great about it. I'm getting into the books and I'm learning so much more. So the bottom line, the takeaway here is if you have some kind of physical limitation where you're not able to do something, don't see it as a limitation. See it as an opportunity to do something else. I can't work out at all right now. Super depressing on the surface, but you got to dig a little bit deeper, you know, pull yourself up. Don't feel sorry for yourself and substitute that time in for something else. And I guarantee you, something amazing will become of it. The podcast started to become a thing because of this last time, because it was the first time I started talking about my story and sharing my story. So now I'm almost excited that I can't work out because I have no idea what's going to spring because of this. I've already set a new long-term goal and I'm so excited for that. So do not be limited by your physical limitations. You're only limited by physical or mental limitations if you choose to be. All right, so conversation number 56 with Matt Soule. Matt was a super energetic, awesome, down-to-earth guy who is a certified Wim Hof instructor and a mixed martial arts instructor. He said at one point, if I commit, it's going to be okay. And he was talking about he was the brand new at his mixed martial arts place that he was just an instructor at, and they had to get rid of it. They couldn't afford to keep it open anymore. And he stepped up and said, what do I need to do to make this happen? He's like this 25-year-old kid at the time, barely has any money, doesn't really know about this career at all, but he saw an opportunity, he loved what they were doing, and because he committed and he went all in on this bold career move, all the instructors there, everybody that had been there for a while, 100% had his back. And ultimately, he did make it work. Now, I'm not saying if you commit to anything, it's just going to work no matter what. But what I am saying is you have a much greater chance of having it work if you fully commit and know that there's no other options. I mean, he's a single dad. He didn't have a lot of money at the time, but he knew that he had to do this to make it work, and he made it work. So what I'm telling you is that if you commit to something fully and wholeheartedly, you will drastically up your chances, especially if you have things to lose. Like if that doesn't work for you, you might not have a job or you might not be able to take care of your family. And that was the case for him, because if that place was going to close, he'd be out of a job. So if you commit, really do it, really commit and go all in on what it is you want to do, and know that you can do it. And more so, know that you're not locked down to a certain career. He was just a brand new instructor. Now he's the owner of this entire institute. So think outside the box, commit, and you need to set your goals higher than they are right now. I'm promising you. I set a goal for the podcast. I wanted to reach X amount of downloads per month by the end of the year. It's May, and I came terribly close to that already. So I'm like, holy crap, that already happened, and I'm like 7 months away. So I need to set my goals higher. It was like this quick lesson in not how awesome all the listeners are, how awesome you guys are about sharing this podcast, but sometimes we sell ourselves too short. And that's one of the things I want you guys to take away from this podcast is don't sell yourself short. So quick recap, overcoming physical limitations. If you have a physical limitation or a mental limitation, it's only a limitation if you make it. You need to find a way to create something beautiful out of what you maybe can't do temporarily or permanently, and look at it as an opportunity to create something new. Do not be limited by something. Do not tell yourself you're going to be limited by something, or you will be limited by something. Allow it to give birth to something new. And when you do allow it to give birth to something new, commit to that and go all in on that. I've talked about this so much, about not having plan B, having a plan A only. And just the reason why you don't have a plan B is because if you have a plan B, you know that it's okay to have plan A fail and that you'll just have a plan A. Just find a different way to make plan A work. All right, guys, that's what I have for you today. You can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. If you enjoy these episodes, please rate 5 stars and comment and tell me what you like. I really appreciate you listening. Share the podcast and always remember, I don't care if you listen to these, you read all the best books that I'm doing, you know, you can read them in conjunction with me, but you have to apply everything you hear, everything you read, you have to apply it to your life or it means nothing at all. All right, guys, have the best day ever.